music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we've been told that John Friend is calling in, and we're going to go to him in a few moments. But, Art, wouldn't be fair to you not to give you a couple of minutes more here, 5 minutes or so, to sum up your thoughts and also tie in maybe some of the other things that were going on while this major issue was distracting us. I think maybe you might have something to say about pensions in Las Vegas and along those lines. Go ahead.
Well, I think we're talking about Nancy Sinatra, who
I sent you an email. Yes, Nancy Sinatra. Her boots are walking all over your freedom.
Right, exactly. And she has room to talk when you look at her whole family background there. Frank Sinatra, you know, who basically career was due to the mob. I think it was Joe Maggio out of Newark, New Jersey, who helped him get into the industry. Look where he lived and where she grew up there, in Palm Springs, actually called Sunnylands, Rancho Mirage, right next to Bob Hope and to Walter Annenberg, whose father was one of the founders of the Organized Crime National Crime Syndicate. And then you got to look at him getting his casino license and how he lied. His close associations with organized crime figures such as Carlo Gambino, Jimmy the Weasel, as an example. And she talks about what they should do. Well, how did Mussolini treat the mafia over in Italy, which is where descendants came from? Locked him up or shot him up. And, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. You want to basically be a mafia princess and talk about this kind of corruption? Why shouldn't we start asking for people to be have all your assets seized under RICO and ship you back to the old country? I think there's lots of room in Palermo for your type.
And her father, Frank, and herself, her brother, you know, they all seem to have had a deep involvement with the financial, progeny of Cosa Nostra ties. And for her to come out and make her statements in favor of further gun control is, I think, evidence of a little bit of shadiness in her family background. And when it is pronounced from her, I think it rings hollow. To many people, they're sick and tired of the Moors and people like that telling them they must give up their guns. He's another one, Moore, and a host of others that are promoting the whole gun control idea today. And that it goes back. Look, when I was involved in the 1970s, I remember when Senator John Stennis was shot. And from Mississippi, and he was on the, I think he was the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and the guy who shot him supposedly, anyway, used, I believe it was a small caliber weapon, and the howl went up then. We got to do something about these small caliber weapons, these 22s and so forth, the Saturday Night Special, you remember all of that. Yep. The clamor went up, and they really and truthfully did not succeed in doing what they intended to do. So they moved on to other things, you know, from the Kennedy assassinations, the King assassination, onward to the George Wallace attempted assassination, and from there we saw what followed, this big push for banning the so-called weapons of preference for criminals. Now it's the military assault-style weapons. So there tells you something about an agenda. I think we have established firmly that there is an agenda here, regardless of whether it was strictly MKUltra, hired actresses and actors and all sorts of crisis people involved, which there were many, apparently. Regardless, it could be a hybrid of both. I don't question that. What I'm questioning is the corruption and dishonesty with which these police departments are now subservient to Homeland Security, which has a direct tie right to the Netanyahu government in Israel. And I think you and I both agree that that is the crux of the matter right now, isn't it?
Right, but I changed the word home to MOSSAD, Land Security, Mossad Land Security.
Well, you got it. NoPlaceForCorruption.com is the website. Art, as usual, you have a very perceptive analysis. Thank you, and for lack of time, we'll just say goodbye for now, and we'll bring you on again next week, God willing, okay?
Have a good day.
Thank you, brother. Okay, now we have John Friend on the line, who's going to chat with us. He is a prolific writer in the American Free Press, a publisher and speaker, I guess, a researcher. He's been all around the block and writes in the Barnes Review, and he, I guess you could say he's really one of the younger blood types at the American Free Press. Hello, John Friend. Come on up. First time.
Hi. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show. I've listened to you in the past, and it's quite an honor to be on here with you. So thank you.
Well, the honor is mine. It's the first time, and I want to get right into it as far as your own background, John. I guess you're one of the youngest, if not the youngest, probably on the staff. Is that right?
Yeah, for American Free Press, yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I do write for both American Free Press and the Barnes Review, and it is really kind of, I mean, it's a huge honor. It's a privilege. I've always looked up to Willis Cardo and the organizations that he's established, all the great work that he did. He was really a legend, and it's really kind of amazing to be in a position now where I'm actually writing for him, and I have been for a few years. I think I started writing for the paper in, I want to say, early 2013. So it's been 4 years, and I started contributing to the Barnes Review as well, and those are both publications that I hope everyone is subscribing to. They're well worth your support. We try to tell the truth. You know, we do tell the truth. We're not politically correct. We'll tackle and address all sorts of very taboo and controversial topics, but we do so in an objective, professional manner, in my opinion. And I think if you read the paper or the magazine, that would be the case. You'd have to agree with me. I think we do obviously present information from a more, I guess you could say, pro-white almost perspective, or a race
pro-nationalist. I think you'd say pro-nationalist.
And that, yeah. Right, populist, independent, these sorts of things. So yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm really proud to be writing for both these publications. I started out back in right when I graduated college. Basically, I wanted to write more. I wanted to start a blog. I was I just got my own computer, and I was on the internet all the time and reading different blogs, reading different websites, and I wanted to get in on the action. I've always been interested in journalism and history and politics. Mm-hmm. And I felt that, with the technology we have at our disposal these days, you can literally start essentially your own, your own newspaper to a certain extent, your own blog, your own website. You can present information and tell people what you think and back up, everything that you're saying using the internet. It's very easy to do. And it was a great tool. So I wanted to get started, and I did. I just created a blog, a simple blog, and that led to me doing a podcast and just getting much more involved in the whole movement in general. And what really started it all was I started researching 9/11. I was, I think I was a sophomore in high school when 9/11 happened. And I didn't think about it much. I wasn't really questioning the government or anything like that. And by the way, there is work being done on a house right next to me, so I don't know if you can hear that, but I apologize.
No, you're coming in without any interference on my end, so continue,
okay.
Please. Yeah, 9/11 was your, I guess that was your entrance point, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And when I was in college, I was sort of, I guess you could say almost like a progressive type. I was very anti-war, I was very anti-Wall Street, big business, and just I saw all the corruption going on, the corruption in politics, the corruption in the media, the corruption in banking. In fact, when I graduated college, my final semester was, I graduated December of 2008, And that fall semester, my final semester, was when the whole Wall Street, you know, meltdown happened, and they bailed out all these banks. And I was watching this all unfold, and I'm like, wow, so these guys, these crooked bankers on Wall Street, basically just ripped off everyone. And, you know, I mean, the corruption and the schemes involved were just so outrageous and so just blatant, like in your face. They weren't, you know, it wasn't a secret. And yet these guys are being rewarded by our government. The government is bailing them out to the tune of trillions of dollars. And they're telling us all that it's necessary, you know, that these banks are too big to fail, as if, you know, well, what does that mean? What do you mean they're too big to fail? I'm not too big to fail. If I do something wrong, or if someone like me does something wrong, you know, we're going to go to jail. We're going to suffer the consequences. But the government and the media were basically telling, you know, oh, sorry, we can't do that to these people. These people are essentially above the law. And rather than being arrested and executed for their treason and their criminal behavior, they were rewarded. They were given bonuses, and they were given bailouts and a free pass in the media, essentially. It was outrageous. So this all happened, and then I started researching 9/11, and I was just blown away. I mean, I was already skeptical of the government and the media, but I had never really thought about 9/11. I didn't realize how deep the rabbit hole goes, so to speak, you know? And that led to a number of other topics I've researched. I've been very much interested in historical revisionism, which is what the Barnes Review kind of specializes in. I've come to the realization that we have been lied to about virtually everything, especially the most monumental and sort of game-changing events in our history, World War II. I mean, the official World War II narrative is essentially the exact opposite of what we've been told. I could go on. The JFK assassination, which you guys were just, you know, you guys briefly mentioned. 9/11, Sandy Hook, even more recent events. You know, we're being lied to on such a massive scale, and it was all becoming so clear, and it just, you know, drove me to want to write and talk and educate people even more about it. You know, I wanted to really get involved in this, and that's kind of what I've dedicated my life towards, and it's still a big part of who I am and what I do, but I just, I really don't have as much time as I used to. I faced a number of challenges, obstacles, you know, doing this stuff, using my real name, and I have always used my real name. Mm-hmm. I've been fired a couple times from various jobs, and, you know, it's kind of been a struggle, you know, as I'm sure you know, and as I'm sure many of the listeners know, you start losing friends, you know, people start looking at you different, and so it's been a struggle, but, you know, I've made it through. It's only made me stronger, and I feel really good today. I mean, I think things are going in the right direction, generally speaking. I mean, I don't know if we necessarily have a political solution at this point, but I think we're moving in that direction. And there are more people that are aware of these issues than probably at any other time in history, I would argue. Right.
You have an amazing story, though, John, and I'm glad that you summarized it the way I figured that it would turn out. In your case, you're not unique in this field. That's how many of us came into it at a younger age and questioned things, knew that things weren't true, knew that we were being lied to all the time by the media, by the government, by the politicians, by the economists. And now you can see it blatantly. It's so blatant that only a total complete basket case or someone who's part of the corruption, you know, cannot see it. You know, we certainly can't say every single body is corrupt or everybody is just a conspiracist or a conspiracy player. That's for sure. There are a lot of innocent people caught in between. But the fact that you have faced obstacles and by the grace of God you have come this far is to me, testimony that you have been led, that you've had a calling, and I think it's more than just an earthly calling. So I want to tip my hat to you for that, because to reflect on your previous comment, I do think that there are no political, there are no man-made solutions. You know, at this point in time, we are literally looking at divine intervention, and God, in the end, God will take care of it all. He's already got it laid out. The wicked will perish. They'll be punished. And the good and the champions who believe in him and want to do right, they will have a special place. So this fight is a real fight, and it's about good versus evil. And the good guys, as you point out, were actually the bad guys, and those that we thought were the bad guys were actually the good guys. So, you know, on the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, you know, it's amazing how little recognition has been given to it thus far in October. I saw in the local rag sheet here in Providence, where I am, Providence Journal, they had an editorial today on those who were lost in the Bolshevik Revolution in October 1917. This was the first reference I've seen to it in an editorial in the Providence Journal in I don't know how many eons of time. And I suppose they had to do their little comeuppance and their little performance, but it certainly did not do justice to the millions of souls that were slaughtered since then on the altar of communism. You know, and who is behind communism?
Absolutely.
Well, that's the question. Now, all right, let me let you tell us, before we have a break coming up here shortly, the stories you write in the AFP, they're all over the map. You had some great stories recently on the law centers, the SPLC and the ADL types that have been sued successfully for defamation. I thought that was a great article. You're also working on a number of other, you know, false flag attacks that you've talked about. So what are your favorite stories right now that you think really need to be talked about and written about?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. There's so many that it's, you know, you really
know,
need someone doing this full time, all the time, to really get that, you know, to cover and address everything. Well, I just wrote an article. It's actually the front cover of the most recent edition of American Free Press. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's actually on the website, AmericanFreePress.net. I believe they posted it on the website just yesterday. But it's basically dealing with a couple cops down in Louisiana, a sheriff's deputy, and then another, and both of them were unnamed, a sheriff's deputy and then another law enforcement official down in Louisiana. They sued Black Lives Matters as, you know, as an organization and their top leaders, with instigating and essentially justifying and encouraging violence against police officers last summer. And I mean, this is clearly the case. These people were out in the streets, tearing down neighborhoods, destroying private property, attacking people, causing mayhem and destruction in multiple cities all across the United States over these, I mean, over justice being carried out against black criminals. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And, of course, the media entirely distorts the story, whether it's the Trayvon Martin situation, which is really, from what I understand, based on the history, that the whole Trayvon Martin situation, that is what inspired and gave birth to the Black Lives Matter movement in general back, you know, when that happened. And we've seen a number of other cases in cities across the country where a black individual is committing a crime or doing something he should not be doing. And, you know, the law enforcement steps in and does their job, and it goes to trial, it goes in front of a judge and a jury, and they side with the law enforcement. And then the blacks, who are instigated by the media and instigated by these crybaby black leaders who are just weak and pathetic, and all they do is make excuses for their own failures and blame everything on white supremacy as if that's even a legitimate concept anymore. And, you know, so that's a big issue I've been writing about. I've been writing about this issue for American Free Press for a number of years, going back to the Trayvon Martin situation. And these guys, these two law enforcement officials I mentioned, they sued Black Lives Matter. And in one of the cases, the other one of them is still pending, but one of the cases, the judge decided that he basically dismissed the lawsuit and said that Black Lives Matters, you know, is not an organized entity capable of being sued. So, I mean, that's a big story. I've written a number of other stories. I wish I had. I don't have my computer right now. My internet. I don't have internet at the house I'm in right now. So I'm like, I can't pull up my computer to kind of reference things. But I'm just trying to go off.
Yeah,
the top
we'll
of my head.
Do that as we go along, and we'll invite callers.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, now that we've just finished the last hour with Art from Philly, who's quite a prolific financial observer in the mafia, as we call it, I want to ask you a little bit about what you think of the Las Vegas shoot. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Folks, our guest is John Friend. You join us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back, folks. You can join in and ask a question if you'd like. Our guest from the AFP Barnes Review is John Friend. 800-313-9443 is the number to dial. And, John, I was just asking you what your initial thoughts have been when you heard of and saw a lot of pandemonium regarding this massacre that we've been told took place last Sunday early in the morning at the Mandalay Hotel concert. What do you think is going on there? What's your perspective initially?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up. So I woke up, I went to the gym. So I go to the gym really early in the morning, and I woke up, went to the gym, and everyone was talking. I had no idea it even happened. Everyone was talking about it. And I don't have words for it. It's so interesting seeing everybody react to this. Because, I mean, to me, a lot of these events, most of them, in fact, I think we can demonstrate many of them are, in fact, hoaxes. It didn't even really take place. Mm-hmm. There are people playing, you know, roles, essentially. Basically, I think what happens is, you know, there's these actors that have these roles, and or there's maybe like a drill or something, and people are simulating events. And the media gets involved, and the media presents them as if they're real. And I think that's really what happens in a lot of these cases. I don't know exactly what happened in Las Vegas, but any time something like this happens, I'm always very, very, very suspicious and skeptical. And, I mean, from what I understand, the official narrative is absolutely absurd. They always are. They're always so absurd, so almost, like, impossible to even, like, imagine really happening in real life. Like, this would never happen in real life. This guy is sitting in his hotel room and just blows a bunch of people at what? I think the death is, what, over 50? I don't even know the specifics.
It changed quite a bit. Let's say there's 59 who have finally died. Whatever the number they've come up with and how they arrived at that number, we don't know. I think it's interesting, however, what you just said is that I don't know what happened. I don't think anybody, John, anybody who's honest with himself can really say to me on this program they know exactly what happened. They know how many were supposedly...
Exactly.
I don't think anybody has any proof of anything at this point. And that's the question I put to the media. Where is the proof? Where is the evidence? I even, segment, on Fox News. Let me just say this. On Fox News, where the first kid they brought up, a young concert goer, was saying, well, you know, I just happened to be here enjoying the American way, you know, doing the American thing, and all this firing was there, and it was just so phony to me. His whole routine was totally unnatural. It appeared to be totally scripted. And I said to myself, is this the best they can do at Fox News? I mean, even CNN, the Communist Nitwit Network, can come up with something that looks occasionally realistic. But that just threw me for a loop. I said, it's pitiful. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to
say? Right. No, I agree. I was actually watching a clip. I don't have cable. I don't, you know. Of course, I'm not buying cable or subscribing to mainstream media at all, but I do go on YouTube. Yeah, yeah, and I've been that way for 5 or 6 years now. But I do go on YouTube and I watch clips of mainstream shows. And I was watching Sean Hannity, a clip of Sean Hannity's show, and he was in Vegas interviewing people, alleged survivors and people, eyewitnesses, etc. And he had on one gentleman, an older white guy. And then, like, a mother and, like, her daughter or something. And this older gentleman, older white guy, we're supposed to believe that he's there with his wife, and his wife gets shot, like, in the head, and he's there and sees the whole thing. So this is what he's saying is what happened. And he's sitting there talking to Sean Hannity, smiling, not even upset. I mean, if my girlfriend or if my wife was, I'm at a concert with her and she gets shot in the head right in front of me, I'm going to be devastated. It's going to be visible.
Absolutely.
It's going to,
totally.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just so, it's, and to me, the more I analyze these events, and I've been doing this for a number of years, I mean, I remember when Sandy Hook happened and I was like, there's no way this is real. You know, I kind of spotted it right away with that one and other events as well. But I think the main thing to say is that, how do we know this narrative that the media and the government are telling us is true at all? There's really
that's the thing. Even they tell you they don't know. They make it up as they go along. We have new information. We have new numbers. We have different positions. First, he was dead in the room. He committed suicide. Then the police shot him dead. Then there were others. No, there may have been others involved. There may have been others involved days before. You know, it's just preposterous. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back now with our guest in this hour, John Friend, first time here on Rick Adams Uncensored. Don't forget our friends in the UK, Andrew Carrington, Hitchcock.com, does a wonderful radio interview. In fact, I was his guest. It will be aired in about a week or so. Just this past week, we taped a whole hour segment, and I think you will find it interesting. I hope you will find it to be interesting. He was very pleased by it. So go to AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com, and you catch his lineup of fabulous guests. Now, back to Las Vegas and, you know, the whole business of these mass shootings and, as you mentioned, Sandy Hoax and a number of others. How is it that that these things... just happen, and the media can be so totally corrupt, so totally bought and paid for, except maybe a few local reporters, you know, some new cub journalists that are trying to work their way into the industry. They don't know any better. They're basically sincere, honest people. But how is it that, as you have written in the Barnes Review and AFP, they can get away with this sort of thing, in your view, here, John?
Oh, man, it's a good question. I still don't understand how exactly they can literally hoax big events like this. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I think there's probably a number of different aspects to it. I mean, I think some people that are involved in it may actually genuinely believe what they're saying and what they experienced. They, you know, maybe they were tricked somehow or something. But then I also think that there's people who are involved in it that are literally playing a role and kind of are acting. And, you know, I don't know, though. I mean, it's tough to say. But what we can say is that what the media and what the government are telling us about a lot of these events, almost all of them, in fact, doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up at all. And I think if you're just being honest and thinking critically, using your own brain to assess information, to, you know, consult various sources, to really try to figure out what's going on, I think if you're doing that, the official narrative on all of these events falls apart super quickly. And we're left thinking, you know, in a situation where these people are telling us something and they can't prove any of it. And we're just supposed to accept it and buy it uncritically. I'm not like that. There's many more people that are becoming like that are just not going along with this. One thing that I always try to emphasize is I think that these events are they're really psyops. They're psychological operations, and they're carried out professionally. These people know how to do these things. They know how to target us and manipulate us and exploit us psychologically and emotionally. Yes. And you see that with all of these events. They're all very traumatizing, right? I mean, the narrative itself, take Sandy Hook, you know, the media is telling us, and most people think of the media as a legitimate, credible source. Oh, if it's
I don't
TV,
think so. I really don't believe that.
Well, I'm saying that's been the paradigm.
That's been what we were supposed to think, but that's not true anymore. Yeah, go ahead.
You're right. But there are so many people, sadly, that this is how they think. They see it on television. They see it on Fox News or CNN or whatever. They hear it on NPR, they hear it on the BBC, they see it on ABC, I mean, I could go on. And they accept it. They accept that this is a legitimate information, that what this news anchor is telling me actually did happen. They have no way of verifying it themselves. They just accept it without really thinking about it.
Well, that's because most of them, John, I think, are over 50 and they're in their 60s and beyond. They still read the daily newspaper, many of them. They still look at TV, as you say, well, if I saw it on TV, it must be so. They're not aware,
right,
you and I and others are, of the real sources of media questioning, media investigative reporters, independent sources, even across the world, not just the United States, but in other countries who have broken many myths that have been created by the American media. But who owns the American media? The major media companies now are only 4 or 5 major news sources. They're all owned by the same tribe of people. In the 1980s, there were still dozens of different and separate media conglomerates. They were being led into a concentration of power, but they still never attained the level of control today, where you could fake a story and it filters down right from the top all the way down to your local television affiliate. They have no alternative. I've been told that by people in the local media. We have our sources of information. No, thank you, but we don't need any independence. You know, it's like if they do start thinking out of the box, what happens? Don Hewitt from CBS said, if we get into 9/11 the way you want us to, he says it's too big. He says it's too big a plot,
right,
too big an issue,
right,
for us. I mean, they admit that they're bankrupt,
right,
they're morally corrupt. So what other explanation is there, really?
Right, and you know, you brought up a very good point. You said that the media is so controlled, and it's controlled by a particular tribe. And it is. The media is totally controlled by Jews. And
yes,
the Jewish narrative on every single subject, every single topic, every single event, whether it's historical or contemporary, every single issue is presented to the American public, to the world, really, from a pro-Jewish lens, from a perspective that favors and advances Jewish interests. And in many cases, the narrative is working directly opposed to the interests of people like me and you, of white people, of Americans, of people of all races. I mean, everything is presented to advance Jewish interests. And if you question it, they call you a conspiracy theorist. They call you an anti-Semite. They call you a racist. If you state basic facts about Jews, basic, easily observable, easily, you know, provable facts about Jewish power, about Jewish influence, about Jewish ownership of the mass media, of our banking establishment, of their influence in our educational establishment, et cetera. If you just make basic facts, and you even cite Jewish sources, like, oh, hey, there's a Jew who wrote a book about how the Jews own Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And there are books like this. I mean, I could cite a number of them. There are articles written by Jews.
I like the way, Ben Stein put it. He said, yeah, Hollywood is Jewish. So what? And what of it?
Right. I mean, and there's some honest Jews who actually say that and who actually write books documenting it from a very scholarly, professional perspective, And then you point this out to people and they call you an anti-Semite. It's so ridiculous. The way language is used, language has been weaponized. I mean, the media has been weaponized. Our history has been weaponized, and language has been weaponized, and the Jews are doing it. That's what it all boils down to.
Yes, and I think, as the scriptures will attest, people have been euthanized in their minds. They have been bitten, by the sting of the scorpion, where they are anesthetized and they can no longer function. They just dissolve, Hey, let's take a call from, we have a caller, I believe, Ed in Florida, who would like to speak with us. Hello, Ed, come on up.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You got a question or a comment, Ed?
The more I look into this, the more it points to a government cover-up. Multiple shooters. You even listen to some of the people who were actually at the concert. They're hearing shots from ground level, from the fourth floor, the 32nd, the 11th, shots all around. It only makes sense to me that there were probably multiple teams of shooters out there. And I believe that the tribe, those long-nosed and thick-lipped tribe members, do control the media. We see only things from their perspective only. Mm-hmm. And yet they have no problems showing, let's say, from the Vietnam War, American dead. But yet when it comes to current America, circular 2017, for privacy purposes, you can't show the victims of any American, it seems, who's been killed at one of these hoaxes. I mean, I'm still waiting for the closed-circuit television footage to come out. That hasn't been out, as far as I know, and it's been 6 days already.
And they have all the cameras. It's a police state, a surveillance state, at each of these casinos and the concerts. So I can assure you the cameras have everything down. But do they want you to see what actually took place? I seriously doubt it. Any comment, John Friend?
No, I mean, the only thing I would say with the caller is, I mean, I'm not even convinced anything like a shooting even took place. I mean, he was mentioning there might be multiple shooters. I don't even think that's even provable. I mean, we're going off of what some of these people are saying when they were there. I just don't buy any of it, frankly. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. I think it's probably just a hoax created by the media. The media can create these events, literally.
Exactly, as they did on 9/11. Yes, that was a classic example of that. Media digitally creating. Ed, what do you think? Isn't that feasible, that we really don't know exactly what's happening anymore? We really have no way of verifying it unless we're at the scene.
That's been going on for the last 40, 50 years, probably.
Yeah.
The only network that's shown anything that resembles any kind of casualties, live leaks, Vegas shooting. I watched it once, and if it's good makeup, it's the best I've ever seen. You do see some what appears to be young dead people, glazed over eyes, you know, kind of grayish in color, not breathing. I mean, they could be, all I know, they could have raided the county morgue that morning and just placed these people there moments after it happened. We'll never know, because the media doesn't do its job anymore. It doesn't expose the truth of the lies that are coming from the Jewish paymasters. So we have to use our own better judgment, and we have to come to a conclusion whether it happened or if it didn't happen. We have to expose the people behind it who want us to believe that this actually happened, because once we get mass shootings like this, every Jew in Congress and the Senate, they jump out like cockroaches and just start clamoring for gun control. Within months, the bodies aren't even warm yet. Well, they're still warm, or not even cold, depending upon your point of view. And you would figure this guy who's a multimillionaire, why would he spend $150 for a bump-action fire when he can go out and buy a fully automatic AK or AR-15 or whatever he wants to buy? It just doesn't make sense.
See, and let me... Can I just jump in real quick? See, that's another thing. The story is so absurd, it doesn't make any sense at all. You know, it's just unbelievable. Like, who would just buy that? Like, how... This is so... I don't have words for it. It's so insulting. It's like, I'm insulted that they're saying that this is what happened, and this is just a joke. Like, this is an attack on our minds. You know, that they would just tell us, like, you know, that this absurd story and expect us just to buy it. It's almost part of the operation. They really are, you know, assaulting your mind. That's what it's all about.
I mean, the story of a lone gunman who always found dead after the fact is kind of getting old.
Yeah, I'd say about 70 years old now.
Yeah, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm offended that they keep using the same story. It's like, guys, come up with something a little bit different here.
Because if they have to admit there were multiple shooters, that leads to a conspiracy, and I don't think. I hear different talk show hosts who say that, you know, it's all about business, and Vegas does not want any kind of repercussions that will affect their business. And if you're looking at conspiracies, people won't go back. I know I would never go back to Vegas if I knew the chances were I'd probably be shot by some.
Well, that's the funny part, is that, you know, these people are so wealthy, but even they now have suffered losses in the gambling casinos because of the economy. And you have to wonder, I mean, the logical conclusion now that they want you to seemingly embrace is, should I and my family stay away from public events totally? Should we stay away from these concerts and these big gatherings inside of casinos and around them? And I hope they do. I hope they do in my state, because I want to see the gambling revenue cut right down to shreds. I want to see the state suffer a massive loss in income. I really hope they have that effect, you see. But the thing is, it will probably take place to some extent. In the long run, no. I think, and I see people every day, no matter what happens, however horrific it is, Ed and John, they just go on with their daily lives like nothing happened. I mean, for the most part, that's the way people function. That's the way I see
it. One last point, there's going to come a day when we can no longer criticize Zionism or the Jews. As in Germany, what is it? I think starting the 1st of January, it's something like a 25 or a 50 million a euro fine and imprisonment if you condemn or even criticize Zionism or Jews or even criticize or question the Holocaust. Look what happened to David Irving, one of my favorite authors. It's just a matter of time before our Jewish overlords. I look at it this way. Until you cut off the head of the snake, it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse.
And the scriptures tell us in the Bible, the head of the snake is not the Illuminati, it's not London, Paris, or New York, it's Jerusalem. Because when Jesus comes back, he's going to level the whole city. He said that is the city of control, Babylonian mind control. That's what we're told right from our own Savior. So, I mean, can it be any clearer than that? No. All right, thanks for your call, Ed. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys. God bless.
Yes, thank you. Well, you know, and you've written, as you said, about 9/11. We have a number of authors and experts who have come on this program on 9/11. And you know, and I know, John, that all of the major media, the corrupt media, have poo-pooed or just ignored them, even though the central questions they've asked have never been addressed by any of the media, whether it's Lying Lester on NBC, Tom Brokaw, or any of the others on CNN, Anderson Cooper, a CIA agent right from the get-go, years ago, even Fox News, they will no longer touch those issues, but how 19 alleged Arab hijackers could basically shut down the whole country and circumvent all incredible plethoras of defense mechanisms, particularly at the Pentagon. So they just ignore them. The 9/11 official report ignored them. The JFK, there's another thing they've ignored. And you've looked into the JFK assassination quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, I've interviewed Dr. Jim Fetzer.
Yeah,
who's somewhat of an expert. I mean, yeah, he is basically like the expert on the JFK assassination. I've interviewed a few other people as well, and it's a topic I'm interested in, but I haven't really focused on it all that much.
Well, we're coming up on the anniversary, and I can promise people that we will get into it more deeply now, and it's about time we did more on that subject, because I believe the lineage of all these assassinations all have a common thread. All right, we got a break. John, we'll come back. Callers, you have a couple of minutes. If you have a question for John Friend, dial in now. Rick Adams Uncensored, 1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
That's Radio Avenger, Rick Adams here with you today, and we're going to go right back to the phones. Not much time, so let's make it quick. A couple of questions, and for our guest, John Friend from the AFP. Hello there, Terry in Texas.
Terry. Greetings, Rick. Greetings, Rick.
Okay, we can hear you. Go ahead.
I'll attempt to keep it very short. I believe last time you were on, John, You were mentioning that you were at the Holocaust Museum and there was a guy there on a card table telling his story with a tip jar.
I don't believe John has ever been on my show recently, but go ahead.
I've never been on your show, but I have done shows about this and I've talked about it and written about it. Yes, I went to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum and I walked in there and literally right as I walk in, there is an elderly man, some Jew claiming to be a Holocaust survivor, a quote-unquote Holocaust survivor, sitting at a table with a sign. I mean, I have a picture of this that you can find on my website, therealistreport.com, with a sign basically saying that he would talk to you if you paid him. You had to donate money to him, or to the museum maybe, and then he would, like, tell you about his experience or whatever. It was so just, I mean, it just proves the whole... all the stereotypes about the Holocaust truth. It's just a huge money-making racket. It's a sympathy racket. It is literally, in my view, it's really the paradigm of the whole New World Order agenda, this idea of a Holocaust and, you know, white people ever standing up for themselves is racist and it leads to a Holocaust so we could never let that happen again, et cetera. You know, Jews are always being persecuted and discriminated against. This is really what the entire New World Order agenda rests on, largely, anyways. And it's just, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, you know, people are seeing this, but we got to get this out to everybody. Everybody's got to know this. This is outrageous. This is just insulting to me. And people would go up and give this guy money.
So I was correct. And my understanding is, John, you grew up in Omaha, as did I. And then... one question. You have a site to accept donations.
Yes, it's therealistreport.com is my personal website. And then, of course, I write for American Free Press and the Barnes Review. And I did grow up in Omaha, Nebraska. I still got a lot of family in Omaha. I love that city. And Nebraska, we got a good game against Wisconsin today. Hopefully we can pull it off.
Yeah. Okay, so it's therealistreport.com, you said?
Yes, that is my personal website.
All right. We got to go on. Terry, thanks for your call. We've got to bring up Mike in New York, and that's our last call we can take. Go ahead, Mike.
Right, thank you, Rick. Thank you, John. God bless you guys for all your efforts. I just want to comment that what's going on behind the scenes just prior to the Vegas shooting is the UN's pushing their small arms treaty on us. And there's not hasn't been much exposure from that by the mainstream fake media. And simultaneously, there's been a lot of debate about funding that because we Americans are funding that initiative primarily as well. It's incredible how they use our own money against us. And so I just wanted to mention that. And I also believe that it's also a little backlash against Trump due to all the pedophilia arrests that he's been making.
Well, that's a very interesting point. I'm glad you brought that up. Small arms, large arms, they want disarmament, don't they? Only one nation will not be disarmed, and you know who. Thank you for your call, Mike. And John Friend, it's been a pleasure. Don't be a stranger, all righty?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Anytime, I'd be happy to come back.
Okay, you take care. God bless, and we'll talk again. All right, folks, that's it. 2 hours gone by so quickly. Rick Adams Uncensored, the Deadly Experiment YouTube channel. We, God willing, will see you again next week. Until then, Yahweh bless his elect.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark.
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.